I think this lack of recognising your entitlements is of historical interest. So can you say which years this happened at university?
I went to university in 1986. I did an undergraduate degree, although I already had an undergraduate degree. I did another one. And then I did an MA, and then I did a PhD, which I finished in 1996.
By 1996, had you recognised your entitlements?
Yes. I think after 4 years, when I was doing my MA, I think I started getting a bit on the ball, if you like, about what I was entitled to, and seeing my lack of sight as an issue around social equality as opposed to medical, a medical issue. And that's really been a much more helpful way to understand impairment on a personal and political level.
And how was your diabetes controlled during the period of taking these various degrees?
Right, well, when I was in Moorfields Eye Hospital, my diabetes, which staggers me really looking back on it, but my diabetes was very badly controlled because they were eye doctors, they weren't medical doctors. And they told me that I would have to have a district nurse coming round to see me twice a day or however many injections I was having a day to do my insulin. Well, you know, my mother was a district nurse. I know that they don't do things to a certain time. You could be waiting all day for them to come round. And, you know, this is a total lack of independence. And even now, as far as I'm aware, there are no syringes or pens, as they now are, that are designed specifically for diabetics with a visual impairment. The ones I use click, but the actual insulin doesn't particularly fit into that pen properly, but it's the only pen I can use because it's got the clicking sound, which I just think is horrendous, really. I'm sure there must be a human rights issue here, because as far as I understand, the most common reason for people with sight impairments under 60 is caused through diabetes type 1.